Welcome to another episode of Coffee and Jesus. It is the end of May, Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you have some fun stuff planned wherever you are, whether you have to stay indoors or if your state is open. Today's topic is the sin of hypocrisy. There's a very famous story in the Bible in Acts chapter 4 and 5 about a couple, Ananias and Sapphira, and how their hypocrisy actually led to their death. Now, that's a sermon all by itself, and the podcast sessions are, you know, short for devotional time, so maybe I'll preach that and post that on another day. So read Acts 4 and 5 for yourself to get a really good biblical example of what hypocrisy is and what it can lead to. The definition of hypocrisy, short and simple, is when you complain about things that other people do that you yourself also do. That's called being a hypocrite. It's time for some tough love, some honest, open, transparent conversations in the church and the body of Christ. And if you're easily offended when people are stepping on your toes and calling out stuff about how you're living, you might want to pray and pause this before you continue. A couple of years ago, I had some older kids, and these boys were always rapping, and there was apparently a song called Walk It Like You Talk It. So it got me to thinking, how many of us, as believers, really walk out the Christian life, or are we just acting? Because God doesn't need actors. He really doesn't. I'm very saddened by the hypocrisy of our Christian culture. I see it all the time in many different ways. So this podcast, I'm just basically going to give you a bunch of examples, and I'm going to ask you to pray about your own life, your own walk, and to see if you're doing any of these things. The first example is the person who complains about somebody they know who has fidelity issues. They've been unfaithful, and yet they themselves are big-time flirts, and they're married. And they flirt with everybody on the job, and everybody knows it, and their poor wife or husband has no clue that they act this way. That's hypocrisy. What about the person who contributes to an anti-abuse, domestic violence, trafficking fund? And yet they themselves assault their own children or their own spouse. They're abusive. Maybe it's because they're an alcoholic. Maybe not. But the fact that they contribute to this fund and they're like, oh yeah, we got to stop this. This is horrible. And they do it themselves is what makes it a hypocritical act. The person who talks about everybody else's family and kids and business, but their own children are prodigal kids, they're disrespectful, they've engaged in criminal activity, they do all sorts of debauchery, and they excuse their behavior, but yet they want to talk about everybody else's kids when the other parent is trying to be a parent and not a friend. That's hypocrisy. If you spend extravagantly, what do I mean by that? You spend more than you make because you have the disease of comparison. And now it's the 20th of the month. You don't get paid to the 31st and you're out of funds, but you're so prideful you won't ask for help. But you complain about other people and why are they buying that? They don't need that. There's only two of them. Why do they need a 4-bedroom house with a 3-car garage? Well, none of your business. And thank God they were blessed with that. And take care of your own business because your finances are screwed up. How about the people who are prejudiced against certain groups of people when God made everybody and they're not perfect either and they have skeletons in their own closet? Ouch. What about the person who gossips about everybody else, but they can't say anything about you? They can't be genuine and honest with you. They can't hold, you know, you can't have an accountability partner. You're too good for that. What about the woman who's older, who dresses maybe provocatively or not her age? But they look down on the brand new girl who comes to church, who's never been to church before, maybe that's the only clothes that she has, and they look down on her because her skirt is too short, or her top is too low, or her dress is form-fitting. I've seen this many times. People will avoid someone who curses a lot, but they'll hang out with the person who makes racist jokes. You look down on people who are divorced, but you cheat on your spouse. You talk about the coworker who filed for bankruptcy, but you cheat on your taxes. You refuse to apologize when you're wrong, because that's just how you are, but you expect one for the tiniest little infraction or mistake that somebody does towards you. You worry about everybody else's feelings, and you'll be politically correct and you won't offend them, but you'll offend your Heavenly Father and you won't defend Him. None of us are perfect, myself included. Lord knows I'm a hot mess, a work in progress. Can we all, though, agree that we need to walk it like we talk it? Or at least try to. And hypocrisy can be a really subtle sin. But I learned something from one of my psychology professors a long time ago. Usually the thing that you hate about in other people is something that you do. Now I know that sounds crazy. But after he said that, I had to think about it, and it was really, really true. There were a couple of things at that stage in my life, in my 20s, that I would always say, oh my gosh, I hate people like that. I hate it when they do, you know, blank. But the Lord showed me that I did that very thing. And I was like, oh my word, this is horrible. I was a hypocrite. So I pray that you will ask the Holy Spirit to show you, do you have a struggle in this area? And if so, ask Him to reveal it to you so that you can pray about it and work on it. We all have things we need to work on, y'all. We do. Let's just be real. Let's just be honest. Like I said earlier, God doesn't need actors. He needs servants. He needs evangelists, apostles, prophets, teachers, pastors. He needs intercessors. He needs worshipers. Let's be who God has called us to be according to the word of God. Amen? All right. Be blessed. Bye, y'all.